Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. It continues to be the 31st of July, 2010. And we have some calls stacking up. And if you'd like to join in, folks, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And here at the top of the hour, I want to do a little housekeeping here. RBN's having a pledge drive. Anyone who would like to donate, you're certainly welcome to do so. We encourage you to support the network if you're able and as you're able. The number to call to support the network, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. That's the 11 to 7 Eastern. You can adjust it according to your time zone. Regular business hours, folks, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719 during business hours Monday through Friday. After hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Now, they have the RBN business cards. We like to tell you folks about this because it's a great way of spreading the message about the network. You can get 100 of these for $10, and you can spread them around, friends and family, leave them in public libraries, public restrooms, any place you go. It gets the information out to the masses, which is exactly what we're here for. But $10 per 100, free bumper stickers are thrown in, free shipping, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. So once again, during business hours, 800-724-2719, or anytime at republicbroadcasting.org. Vicki, we've been talking a lot about different avenues of this, and again, folks, we're talking about a research on Trojan triangles, and basically each side of this, you said education, transportation, and community, and I don't know if we've discussed adequately each side of this. We kind of touched, I think, just about any one of these things. We can go in so far in depth because there's a lot to these things, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, and that was the difficulty. That is the difficulty of this research, is that on each one of the sides of the triangle, like Charlotte Iserbeit, for example, she knows everything about education in terms of the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Other people know everything about the transportation system, you know, the superhighways, the information systems, the global supply chain, all of that. But you have to put all these things together to see
The whole picture, yeah. Let's take another break. We'll have more time in the next segment. We have a couple of calls as well. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Our website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And my email address, and we keep it open during the show so you can communicate with us, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. And we're visiting with Vicki Davis of channelingreality.com. And we're talking about Trojan triangles today. And I want to go ahead. Did you finish your thoughts from the last hour there, Vicki?
Yeah, I did. I mean, okay. I could go,
I go
on.
Go ahead and go to the phone lines.
But let's take some calls.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you for letting me call in twice in a day. Vicki, I've noticed some things here in the Nashville area, and I wanted to make a comment and ask you a question. I'm watching. I drive for a living, and I'm watching whole stretches of the interstate closed at night, and concrete saws, people cutting strips in 8 or 9 miles of the interstate, entire freeway being closed. Now, the question I've got for you, I heard you talking about zones. Have you done any research? Do you have any idea what type of a zone Nashville would be in? Because this is something that I've come to realize in the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, I would have to look. I'd have to do some research to find out, you know, what clusters you have in that zone. But as far as what they're doing on the highway, I would imagine that they're implementing the tracking technology for the the high-tech highways that will track everything. You know, that's part of the global supply chain, is to be able to,
well,
you know.
I had someone tell me about 20 years ago, but almost with tears in his eyes, that Nashville, Tennessee, in the Tennessee area, more money would be made in this area of the South in the future than at any other time anywhere else in the country. And I've watched Nissan, I've watched other companies from California move their world headquarters to Nashville and the suburbs. I've watched biotechnology coming in here like you wouldn't believe. Huge medical facilities coming in here with new technologies. I think Nashville is going to be not only a distribution area, but it's going to be a major player in the New World Order.
Well, you've got a national laboratory there in Tennessee that it's an information repository for the Human Genome Project.
Where is that located at?
I think it's called Oak. Is it Oak Ridge?
Oak Ridge.
Yeah. And
we've also got an area. We know that money runs this. We've got a building here that my son, who's a brick mason, helped construct. It's called the Tennessee Depository or something to that effect. It's a Federal Reserve building, and he told me that the building is alive, that they've literally got the environment and the computers to the point where this building actually breathes, that every point-of-sale transaction in the country comes through this Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're doing something here, and people are taking it blindly.
Yeah. I think anywhere where you have a national laboratory, you'll find activity like that. And especially Tennessee, because of Oak Ridge, and I think there was another one, too. Plus the fact that William Brock was from Tennessee, and he was in on this from the beginning, on this whole globalization and World Trade Organization and the redesign of the school. So the people who are connected in Tennessee, they had a jump start on everybody else in terms of what the future plans were for the economy.
Well, thanks for the call.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you again for letting me call in twice.
No problem. 800-313-9443. We have a couple of more calls, but just before we get to them, you know, Vicki, we started to broach the subject a moment ago, and John bringing up the fact that, he said that the building was breathing. You know, we were talking about smart technologies on the highways and stuff, and you were just getting into, before we hit a break, the fact that they're going to integrate these smart technologies via a chip into the human body, you know, integrate the technology because we're a part of that system.
Because we're a part of the environment, and they're automating the environment, the infrastructure. They have a plan to rebuild America. You know, all of this technology has to be integrated into the building. And basically, to do that, you have to include it in the design of the building to have it work properly. And so that's why they set up these community development banks, and now they're trying to, there's legislation to create a national infrastructure bank. They really do plan on rebuilding everything in the United States with these smart systems, environmental control systems. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the green jobs are, is conversion to sustainable buildings, you know, which are the environmentally controlled, computer environment controlled buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, there is even a program to get to give you tax credits for getting the new smart appliances.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, you know, it's an all-encompassing control grid that they're trying to lay down, and even to the point of controlling the temperature in your home, as they're already doing in Britain. I want to go back to the phone lines and talk to Karen in Minnesota. Karen, go right ahead.
Hi, Vicki, I couldn't help but think of this article I just read yesterday regarding regionalism. I don't know if you're aware of the National Ocean Council.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That Obama's executive order established the National Ocean Council for
uh-huh.
the control of America's oceans, coastlines, and the Great Lakes.
Yes.
And under this new council, the state's coastal jurisdictions will be subjected to United Nations Law of Sea Treaty
mm-hmm.
in the UN Agenda 21 program. And our coastlines, oceans and coastlines, will be broken down into 9 regions that include the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, South Atlantic, the Gulf Coast, the West Coast, the Great Lakes, and the Alaska, the Pacific Islands, including Hawaii and the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we have all these overlapping regions, Vicki, so this is just another example of that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's like the ocean version of the international zone that's on our border with Mexico that was
mm-hmm.
created with by the La Paz Agreement.
Border 2012, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it started out as Border 2012, but then they went to Border 21, but it actually created a management zone along the border that is managed by the EPA director, but the EPA director reports to the U.S. State Department. And that's how they're getting all of this internationalism in our country, is via the State Department's administration
yep.
of international agreements.
Yep, there you go.
And so, yeah, and I was looking at that yesterday. I did find the education piece, and there's a network of universities that will be engaged in the monitoring and the data models and all of that for that ocean zone. And I think it's called COSE, COSSE or COSEE. I can't quite remember. But if you do, well, I could probably find it fairly quickly before the end of the program.
Well, maybe
but,
during the break.
It will be a managed zone in the same way that the Corps is a managed zone and La Paz is a managed zone. The idea is to they're zoning up our country everywhere with
yeah,
these
managed
zones.
Yeah, we have in Michigan the Council of Great Lakes Governors, for instance, and that's an international council. You know, so, I mean, these things are international in scope, many of them, and I think that's part, you know, what we were talking about, Border 21 or Border 2012, as they've changed the name over the years. But the point is these there are international zones along the borders as well that serve to integrate the countries together, and that's why we've lost control of our borders.
Yeah, well, and this agreement, I haven't studied it as much as I'm going to. I mean, I'm going to dig more into it, but I was looking at something last night. It's not just the oceans, it's the waters that are interstate. Interstate that then run into the ocean. Well, you know, that pretty much is all bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
Because all bodies of water eventually run together and
that's right
run into the ocean and they all cross borders somewhere.
Exactly.
So
yeah, let's go ahead and take a break again, and then on the other side of the break we have JG in California and Mark in Texas. Stay with us, folks. So this is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment with Vicki Davis.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443 is the number. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We're visiting with Vicki Davis of ChannelingReality.com. That's her website, www.channelingreality.com. And let's go back to the phone lines and talk to JG in California. Good morning, JG.
Good morning to the both of you. Darren, you know, I was listening to Jeff Rentz last night, and he had a guy. Are you familiar with, or Vicki, are you both familiar with Jay Weideman or Weidemir or something?
I don't believe I am.
I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know his background. I guess he's some kind of a writer, but he's putting out a new DVD, and it's supposed to be some, and I can't remember the institution that he's, or some program that the government's instituting, but they brought out a guy from the defected from Russia, and how way back for the last, I guess it's three generations, how they've, as Charlotte Disserby has quoted, that what Reagan did, bringing us into a Soviet-style school society, how Red Ronnie has done this to us. But the point I'm trying to make is that he said it would take 20 years, or it takes 20 years to bring us down psychologically with psychological warfare, which is exactly what they've done to us. And it takes 35 years to reverse that. So So therefore, not only the discussion of what both men said, we're done, we're gone. Our society's done, and there ain't nothing we can do about it almost, which is leading up to my question to both of you. And it's like, we have a few Congress critters, fine. But, and even personally, I don't feel there's enough time to even do anything electorally. But my question is, what are we doing this for? When, as I brought up before to Jack McLam and even Greg Evenson, to what avail is all this information doing us any good when we know that it takes boots on the ground to do anything for any kind of resolution, as what Mao Zedong says, you know, the control of a country is done at the end of a barrel of a gun. And none of us want that, Darren, but, you know, with a female perspective as well, Vicki, I'd like your opinion, is what good is all this information doing us? So we compile all this, we know what they're doing in every asterisk direction. What are we going to do with the information? I mean, are you guys inferring, or no matter who I would purport this to, is somebody going to stand up and do something about this, act the district of criminals? Or, you know, as I brought up, you know, we have the people in authority right now. We presume the military is behind us, you know, throwing out a Restore America plan in our presumption of Navy SEALs and what Sam Kennedy said was behind us. But is somebody going to do something with all this? And how much luxury do we have to lose more children in abortion? You know, I'm getting tired of bringing the argument up, and I see nobody showing any kind of resolution. I must agree with Lark in Texas, though, that, you know, we need to approach this methodically.
Okay. Without pulling the trigger.
So I don't know what we're going to do with anything.
Let her answer the question.
Okay.
Well, I'll have to get it all out first, Darren.
it's a good
well,
question. Because,
everybody, everybody has their talent and their contribution. My contribution, I can't, you know, I'm nearly 60 years old. I can't get out on the streets, and it's not my personality type. I understand the technology. I have the mind to be able to put these things together and hopefully to try and explain them to people. So that's my contribution. What
yeah.
you do with the information that I give you
right.
is up to you. I mean, I can't get out and tell you what to do. I mean, I could, but I'm not in a position to.
Vicki, let me just say to you, this was not to discount your efforts or anybody's, even Darren's or mine or my input or John from Tennessee or all the great people we have, but it's just that, are we ever going to do anything with it? I mean, how many more years from the way these two men talk, which I wanted to bring up too, Darren, to put out to our people, RJ on morningliberty.com had last Tuesday and Wednesday, the 27th and 28th, I would definitely recommend listening to both of those shows. There was a guy, I don't know his position, he received some kind of very strategic information from a guy named Sharky724 or 734 about, we all know the reason why it is to get us off the land, but the point is that he brought up the fact that it seems to be that the Russians, or it could have been Wednesday's show from Tom Gamble, the guest that he had on Wednesday, that the idea of all this is to get us off the land in that area to bring in Russians and Cubans, which, of course, John Moore has brought out that China and Russians are on the northern border. But I just wanted to bring
that up. I'm going to have to take a break here pretty soon, JG. But,
and they're bringing Chinese in here, too, by the way. And it's my, you know, you can't solve a problem unless you really can define the problem. And what I've observed is that people tend to focus on specialized areas like the monetary system or like the education system.
Right.
But unless you have a high level definition of the problem, you really are not going to be able to kill this beast. Because it's a multi-headed hydra. And so, you know, you've got to be able to, you know, aim your gun right at the head of this, the main head of this hydra.
So that's
what I try to do, is to have you see the big picture of it, you know.
I got to take the bottom of the hour break. I appreciate the call, JG. That was a really good question. And I have actually my own thoughts on that, but I don't have time to share them until after the break. Folks, we're visiting with Vicki Davis, and channelingreality.com is her website, and we'll be back in a moment. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I sense frustration on the part of JG, and believe me, I share your frustration. It's very discouraging sometimes to read the news and see all this documentation and see things continually spiral out of control. But there's also a positive side to this that I think we often overlook, and that is the fact that we have more and more educated people now than ever before, and we have, and people are doing stuff with the education that they receive. You know, we have more and more people, they're getting ready. I mean, admittedly, on a national level, there's very little that we can do, you know, barring any revolutionary type measures that people try to put into place. And I've been on the record before about this, Vicki. I think it's a mistake to try to start a revolution in this country. Maybe there was a day in this country where we could get away with that. Maybe there was a day in this country where we could maybe pull that off. I think that window of opportunity, if there ever really was one, has passed.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And what we're doing on the radio, we're fighting for hearts and minds, trying to ignite the spirit of the desire to be free in people, because when they get the infrastructure fully automated, there will be no more freedom. No more. No freedom.
And you will be. You know, here's the thing about this, Vicki. You know, I really think that there are things on a local level. There's a huge bang that we can make. You know, I'm talking metaphorically here. On a local level, where we can go and make, you know, but it takes people. It takes numbers. You know, if everybody that gets so frustrated would channel that energy toward educating. I wonder how many people out there have actually went to your local township or your local city council and even looked at your master plan.
Right. Go pick at your chamber of commerce. Go visit every business that belongs to the Chamber of Commerce in your city and tell them that the Chamber of Commerce is supporting this agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going, and what they're going to do, I didn't finish explaining about the EB-5, the targeted employment zones,
mm-hmm.
but basically they are going to be putting American small businesses out of business. That, you know, if you have an existing small business that's been in your town for 20 years, he's your neighbor, he's your friend, he's going out of business. They're going to put him out of business because he is not part of the connected communist system that they are implementing.
Didn't you write about some kind of university thing where they had actually advised upstart small businesses on how to survive or how to compete and so that they have the connections necessary to put the other businesses that are not connected out of business?
That's the way I see it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it the innovation ecosystem. And you can do a search on innovation ecosystem, and you'll find information on it. But basically there is a small business czar in attached to a zone. And that small business czar is the guy that you go to get funding for your small business idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, now where is this small business czar getting his money? In 1990, there was legislation passed to create something called an EB-5 visa. That is a foreign investor visa for either $500,000 or $1 million. A foreigner can basically buy American citizenship because after 5 years, this EB-5 visa it makes them eligible to become American citizens. Now, what your governor is doing, they're going on all these trade missions all over the place looking for foreign investors to buy the EB-5 visas. Now, this regional director that is the small business czar then gets that money, and he decides who gets it for their small businesses. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a zone down in California in San Diego. It's called Connect. That's the name of the zone, just like the zone here in Idaho is called the Core. The concept of the innovation ecosystem is that the research is done at the universities in a public-private partnership where the university pays some and private corporations pay some, and they do the research, and then the small business czar and the technology transfer gives away the technology to somebody, gives them the funding to start a business. And that's why you have these people that are called serial small business starters.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're not really small businesses in the sense that you and I think of it. They are people associated with the university that spin off these businesses that really aren't real businesses. You know, it's totally backwards, bass-ackwards. You know,
mm-hmm.
they create the technology and then go try to go find a market for it.
So, understanding how all of this connects together is of utmost importance in order to be able to attack what they've done, their whole system that they've constructed. I mean, if you understand that your local businesses, the new upstarts, are being driven by university funding, driven by these people behind the scenes, then you know where to go to the root of the problem to solve the situation, rather than, you know, just thrashing in the wind and wondering why things continue to go downhill. That's why we're doing this.
Well, yeah, and you know what? There was a Michigan debate, a primary debate for governor, and it's posted on C-SPAN. If you go look for that debate in the Republican session on the second debate, 21 minutes into that debate, there was a question asked about economic development. And if you listen to the answers of those questions, those people are telling you basically what this system is. The governor or the small business czar is picking winners and losers in the economy. They are creating small businesses that are supposed to create jobs, but it's failing. They're spending loads and loads of money, but those businesses are failing because they're not real businesses.
Yeah, I want to go to Mark in Texas in just a moment, but, you know, another thing that I think that people need to understand is, you know, we can't really, I don't really think there's anything we're going to be able to do about, you know, the global economy, okay? You know, it's going to take a lot of people standing up against this thing to even bring to the fore in public awareness the real problem is globalism. You know, we have a university talk show which discusses Michigan politics at MSU, and they talk around all of this stuff about how bad the economy is, but they never really come out and tell people what the problem really is, and that's globalism. And there's nothing any state politician that obtains the gubernatorial, that wins the gubernatorial election, they're not going to be able to do anything unless they establish local economies. But this is something that individuals can get together as a group and decide, we're going to have a local economy in our city, our town. We're going to devise our own currencies. We're going to devise our own system of barter. And this is stuff that, you know, we're seeing little areas of the country that are prospering because people are doing this kind of thing. You know, so, you know, we don't just want to banter around the problem. We want to deal with solutions, but it takes individuals being educated to what the problems are and how to go about attacking those problems.
Right. Well, and, you know, I'm kind of a confrontational type of person, and you know, when I encounter people, I hit them right straight between the eyes with the absolute truth. You know, now you look me in the eye and tell me that you support and defend this communist system. And if you don't, then you better join me on my side, which is fighting against it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, the battle lines have been drawn. I hate to sound like George W. Bush, that either you're with us or you're with them, but, you know, I mean, they are the terrorists.
They are the terrorists.
To Mark in Texas. Mark, go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren and Vicki. If you'll go, everybody out there, go to your local city, economic development district, corporation, whatever, and check and see if any one of their members or representatives took a junket to China last month or this month. The whole nation, almost the majority of cities took a little junket over there, don't you know?
Well, yeah, you know what? Nearly the whole state of Idaho is a targeted employment area eligible for EB-5 visas, and that's why that 23-member delegation was coming from communist China to come over here to invest in this country, and they'll be feeding the money into this a guy named Rick Ritter, who is the small business czar in Idaho.
Yeah.
And he will decide, you know, who gets this money. And it's a partnership. It's the communist system, the communist Chinese system, where the government owns part of the business, or this organization, this EB-5 regional center, owns part of the business. And the person receiving the benefit of the technology, but I consider them to be kind of a front.
Yeah, and the EDCs, they get their funding because they usually have add a percentage onto the sales tax. And some of them, by the way, have a pretty substantial kitty built up, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you look at this organization in San Diego called Connect, they're getting all kinds of money from corporations as membership fees, plus the foreign investment money. I mean, they're pulling in money hand over fist. And what is the technology that they're developing? Diving suits, golf clubs, a heart monitor for when you're jogging or some, you know, stupid thing like that.
Well, that's something too. You know, right now we're seeing all this expansion, or we did at least through the 2000s, and everything that was built is in the retail industry. Well, in order for a retailer to prosper, I think it requires that the citizenry have a certain amount of disposable income.
Yeah.
Instead, if we would try and find a niche for each little community to have some type of manufacturing, you're not totally dependent on disposable. You're actually creating disposable income to help support your local businesses so they don't fold, go out, and you got empty strip centers up and down every street.
Yeah, well, that's one of the logical flaws I was talking about in their game plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to build a knowledge economy, just a purely intellectual kind of economy, but you can't do it because, you know, quite frankly, I worked in Silicon Valley. I started working there. The people that were developing this technology, they were physicists. You know, I'm no slouch when it comes to, you know, intellectual pursuit, but I couldn't hold a candle to these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and how many of those people are there in the world to be developing this? They're developing an economy. They're trying to develop an economy for a very, very small fraction of the population.
Well, you have, you know, toward the end of the week, too, IMF come out and, let's say, suggested to China that they should raise the value of their yuan, you know, as far as what it's you know, related to the other currencies of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all that's is going to raise our prices. You know, this is the shadow government that we can't control. JG, this is kind of what I think you were talking about. We can't control the IMF, but there's another way that they could just raise the prices. That would be maybe give the slave labor a raise. It would assume the same result. But the problem is, you see, it's easier. That's the shadow government is the money system, in my opinion. That's how they control things. But back to JG real fast.
Okay.
What this is, I'm watching the Tea Parties disintegrate. And I mean disintegrate big time. They're being taken over because they're rudderless.
Well, we
they're
got a
mad
situation
at,
here
it reminds
Michigan.
Me of somebody standing in a room that's pitch black and they get sucker punched.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the light's not on. What do? They start swinging. Do they ever connect? More than likely not. Because you got to get the light on. So we all got to understand what we're up against. That's the only thing I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being massively sucker punched.
Yeah. Well, one thing to work on, if you want to work on something, I'll give you an assignment. Work on this EB-5 visa and this foreign direct investment. I sent a letter to my congressman, and I called him about it. He sent me back a letter that in the very first paragraph, he said the EB-5 visa is a foreign direct investment visa, period. He then went on for two more pages to talk about illegal immigration. The
yeah.
EB-5 visa is something that they don't want to talk about. So that's the thing we should be working on, because that's what's bringing in the communist money to
yeah.
basically replace our free enterprise economy, what's left of it, with this communist system.
You know, it made such an impression on me, Mark and Vicky, when I covered that NBC Los Angeles piece about the wealthy Chinese investors coming in and buying up the houses in Los Angeles that Americans can no longer afford to own. I mean, we're talking about foreclosed properties here that the communist Chinese were coming in and taking over.
Yep.
And so I connect that with your EB-5 visa information, where foreigners now can literally come in and buy their way into the country and obtain basically permanent residence here.
Right. Right, and what I wrote in the Trojan Triangle is that in a village where everybody's starving, the man with bread is king, and they're making the communist Chinese, the foreigners, they're making them kings in our country, because they're the ones that have the bread. What we need to do is to get them out of our country and keep them out of our country.
Thanks for your show, Darren. Vicki, it's good talking to you.
Thanks, Mark, for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a break here real soon, and when we come back, we have a final call. Linda in Ohio is on the line, so stay with us, Linda. We'll take you right after the break. And, folks, governamerica.com is our website. Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. And we'll go ahead and take the final break of the hour. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America. Don't go away.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And Linda in Ohio, go right ahead.
Hi, Darren. Unrelated topic, but I've been meaning to tell you for several weeks. I just watched the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage. I don't know if anybody's mentioned it on your show, but 35 minutes into the program, the television set, the news background, and it shows an oil rig blowing up and burning in the Gulf of Mexico. So see
okay.
how they project things.
What year was the movie put out?
You know, I'm trying to find the
okay.
the thing,
okay.
and I'm sure if you Googled it, but I mean,
yeah, I'll find it.
A time capsule being buried, and 50 years later, the children open it up, and it portrays all the dates of the massive events, you know, earthquakes and things like that, and that it was interesting that they
yeah.
projected it right on the screen. It's 35 minutes into the movie.
All
okay,
right.
that's all I wanted to say.
All right, well, I appreciate that.
Well, you know, all of these events that are occurring, they plan on rebuilding everything to include, that's the deal about the embedding this technology into the infrastructure. So all of these events that are occurring, what happens after a building gets blown up, a bridge gets blown up, of course, then you have to rebuild it.
Exactly.
And so that's what the 100 years of war on terrorism is about, is, you know, to keep the agenda moving.
Yeah, you know, and I think we have the situation in the Gulf right now, and I've already seen, in fact, there's a bill, and I meant to talk about this. There's a bill in Congress right now, and I believe the information is up on the website in the Daily Dialectic, you know, the news section there that I post. But that there is a bill right now that's came out of that where they're trying to use that whole situation now. Actually, you know what? We have it up on the website. I think it's H.R. 3534, the Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act of 2009. Again, of 2009. So the bill was actually introduced last year and basically wasn't going anywhere. But guess what, Vicki? We had the crisis in the Gulf.
Yeah,
and
isn't that amazing how that works?
Mm-hmm.
And it serves a couple of purposes. It makes the nasty oil very distasteful. It gives an impetus towards the electric vehicle. By the way, I heard something about some piece of legislation in Congress where they're going to give it includes money in the bill to give 400,000 electric vehicles to the poor people because they can't afford to buy the electric cars. And the guy that was talking about that is on KSFO radio in the morning, and I think his name is Brian Sussman. Okay, this is mainstream, and it was his program yesterday morning, I believe, the third hour of the program. And he was talking about this energy legislation. I think it's the same bill that you just mentioned.
Yeah, we have it up on the website at governamerica.com, so you can go there, and it's right above the little cartoon of Taser V. Elmo. You know, Vicki, I there never seems to be enough time. I really appreciate you being with us again. I appreciate all your efforts and all your research. I'd like to think that we're educating the leaders of tomorrow to stand up and retake our communities, our local areas, and kick the little bums out in the local areas. If we take it back community at a time, we'll get the whole thing back eventually.
I hope so. I mean, that's my goal. We have to. We have to, because the future is so grim. It's so grim, I can't even
gotta go.
Describe
I
it to you.
Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And thanks for joining us. Thanks, Vicki. With recent